Now, Graham Lloyd and John Kelly will be taking part in a charity walk with a difference. On the 18th of June, they'll be walking from Bovington to Portsmouth, wearing specially created 3D printed models of a naval destroyer and a Challenger tank to raise money for a couple of good causes. And on the line now, we've got Graham. Good afternoon, Graham.
Good afternoon.
And thanks for joining us. So, first question, how did you get an idea to do something like this?
Oh, that is a very good question. So last year, I walked from my hometown in Leon the Solent to London, well, to the start line of London Marathon, wearing an 8-foot inflatable dinosaur.
Like you do.
And as you do. And we raised a staggering amount of money. It was just over £24,500. And this year, I just felt obliged to do something again. So we came up with a concept between myself and my friend John that we would do something to raise money for two charities this year, the Veterans Foundation as well as the MND Association. And that's where the project sort of grew from, really. And we start on Thursday.
Excellent. So do I take it you're the naval destroyer?
No, my friend John, who is an ex-naval captain. So he obviously was not going to allow me to wear the destroyer at all. So I should be donning the Challenger tank for our walk.
Yeah. Are you ex-army yourself or army?
No, I'm an I work for the MOD, so I'm a civil servant. So yeah, that's my kind of background to this, really.
Okay, and so how far are you going to be walking? Bovington to Portsmouth sounds like a fair old trek to me.
Yeah, we're going a bit all over the place. So I think it works out in total about 108 miles over 7
wow.
days. So so we're hoping for good weather.
Yeah.
So, and not too many stiles to sort of climb over either would be quite pleasant. Because each of these models weighs about 18 kilos. So
wow, yeah.
it's a bit of a task to sort of and keep them in a straight line's okay, but anything that diverts off is a little bit complicated sometimes.
Yeah, and for our listeners, when we put the interview on our website, we'll have photos of the destroyer as well. And so have you got a backup team to help you along? And
yes, so one of my work colleagues is our support driver, so he will be moving our kit from each venue that we're staying at in the evening. So we just need to then concentrate on getting there, which is the important bit, I guess.
Absolutely.
So it's going to be fun. I can't wait.
And have you been training for this? You're getting ready?
Yeah, I've walked probably 300 miles in the naval destroyer. So just to get sort of used to carrying something. That was produced, because these have been specially 3D produced, The ship came first and the tank has just literally finished 2 days ago. So as we speak, I'm still decorating it with logos and sponsors and all sorts. So it'll look the part.
Have you had help at Bovington to do all this? Or?
Yeah, the Tank Museum are being really supportive. We have a kickoff event there for our sponsors. So they've been fantastic, and obviously the camp up at Bovington as well have been really supportive. So yeah, no, it's been really good.
Excellent. And of course, you've got to take a long way, really, haven't you? I mean, it feels like a long way to Portsmouth when you go on the motorway, but you'll be going through all the villages and towns on the way, I imagine.
That's right. So it's a good opportunity for, if people do see us, to give us a beep on their car horn, or give us a wave, or come and talk to us. You know, we're more than happy to sort of stop and chat to people, just to tell people a bit more about what we're doing, because it's not every day you see two blokes walking down the street wearing a ship and a tank. So
excellent. And tell us about the two causes that you're raising the money for.
So personally, myself, I've lost three members of my family to MND. So that cause is very important to me. They did a lot to support me and my family whilst we were going through that. And John, being ex-military, he's obviously a veteran himself. So we just decided those are the two really worthy causes that we wanted to support this year.
Well, I think it's great. You know, you've come up with something, you know, there's lots of sponsored walks and all that type of thing, but you've managed to come up with something very different, haven't you?
It's slightly novel, yeah. And it will make people stop, and it creates a talking point, which is you know, and again, it's not always just about the money that you're trying to raise. It's about raising awareness about the, you know, with MND, about the disease itself, but also the plight of veterans, you know, and how little support they get once they leave the army or the navy or the air force. So yeah, it's going to be a fantastic opportunity to do that as well.
For anybody who's not familiar, can you tell the listeners about MND?
So it's motor neuron disease. So it's a disease which is far more common than people realise. Every day, there's six people diagnosed, but out of those six people, only one of them will survive living 18 months. So there's a constant churn of people that are being diagnosed and then passing away, unfortunately. So it's a very difficult disease to deal with. And the level of support that you need, it stops your neural pathways from working properly. So people lose the ability to talk, to swallow. Lots of people lose the ability to walk, so they end up in a wheelchair. So it's a very debilitating disease that obviously, you know, with it being so fast acting, it's really imperative that you get lots of help and support as quickly as you can, just to make sure that your quality of life is there.
Mm. And of course, the Veterans Foundation, there's a big demand for help from them, I guess, for veterans.
Yes. Yeah, they support lots of projects. I think they've supported projects relatively local to Blandford and Bovington as well. So they will try and support as and where they can. There's lots of initiatives out there, I know, about helping sort of veterans into different workplaces and giving them different skills to be able to do work outside of what they were doing in the military. So yeah, two amazing charities that we're really very proud to support.
Excellent. And so when is this when's the finishing line going to be in sight for you?
So Wednesday the 24th is our last day, and we'll be finishing up at the Navy HQ up at Whale Island. So it's a fitting place to finish.
Brilliant.
So, yeah.
Can I ask if you can get in contact with us and let us know how it's gone?
Yes, absolutely. We'd love to talk to you again, and we can tell you obviously how it's gone as well.
That'd be great. Well, good luck with it. I hope you raise lots of money. And thanks for coming on and telling us all about it this afternoon, Graham.
No problem at all. If people do want to find out more about it, if they just look up The Military Miles, they'll be able to find us on most of the social media handles.
Lovely. Thanks so much, Graham. Cheers.
Thank you very much. Thank you.